The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. Level three has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Moranci. Countdown to the big game is on. Super Bowl. The San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. We've had some line movement. We're going to get into the props tonight. We'll get it caught to date with all the updated numbers. And, man, the modern sports better. I was going to say you guys are spoiled, but, you know, like, I don't want to be that old dude. Oh, in my day and this and that. Because, you know, people when before, would everyone always had their day, so to speak. But where I'm going with this is, it used to be a big deal. Like, we used to, like, anxiously await, all right, Super Bowl props. And they wouldn't come out, right? They would come out. Super Bowl props used to come out, like, this Thursday type of deal. They used to come out, like, the Thursday, the week before the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? You know, the weekend, you know what I mean? But going into the weekend before the Super Bowl. Like I talked about, it used to be a big deal, like the Golden Nugget games of the year would come out, the lines for college football in June. And there would actually be a lineup of sharps in Vegas, like ready to bet them. Dude, I could not believe it how fast it was. I could not believe it. Like, they had the player props up for the Super Bowl last night, half hour after the game ended, after the Niner-Lion game ended. I was like, I knew they'd have a point spread up and the MVP up and stuff and maybe a couple of props up, but no, they had them all ready to go, right? So, like, the market is going to change. This is, and I don't like the term sharp and square and stuff, but I prefer sort of pro and recreational. Because, you know, sharp and square, you know, that's just so generic and implies that someone knows what they're doing, the other one doesn't. But I'm talking about, like, people that are betting big money, you know what I mean, $1,000 on a prop or something 2 weeks before the game, right? They're going to get in on these numbers early. Shout out to everyone joining us on SiriusXM Channel 159. This is Sports Rage on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. I am Gable Moranci. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates momentarily. Countdown to the Super Bowl is on. Updated point spread right now. 1.5. It dipped down to 1, and the consensus right now is 1.5 everywhere. The total hasn't moved, 47 and a half. And as I was saying, part of it's good, and part of it, you want the nostalgia part in a way, too, right? We always want everything quicker and all this. So as I was saying, like, you know, before you get the props later in the week, and you'd look forward to it, you'd think about it. Now they're just there right away. I remember the days, man. You guys think it's crazy, but there was no internet, right? So this is like before the internet. And I used to wait like overnight and I paid extra money. Like, you know, I used to go to this diner when I lived in this condo and I didn't have enough money. I didn't have a paper subscription, but I would stay up until like 3 a.m, 4 a.m. all the time. And I would go to this diner because I knew this diner was one of the first ones in the city to get newspapers off the presses. And it would literally, like, you'd get, like, ink on your head. It'd be so fresh, right? And why? So I'd be able to get the damn point spreads for the next day's games. There was no internet. I don't think, like, people, I love, like, people that lived only in internet days don't understand, like, what it was like. Well, how'd you know the point spread? We didn't. It was in the newspaper. Right? That was it. It was in the newspaper. How'd you know the score of a game? You'd have to call a score hotline. And it was pretty crazy, man. I spent like $3,000 in a month once calling scores. I realized after, I'm like, you know, I was such a degenerate that instead of saying, you know, I got to stop calling all these score lines all the time and stop spending so much money on the score lines, I was like, I got to bet bigger units because I'm spending all this money just to get the scores, so I might as well bet bigger amounts on the game. But like I've told the story before. It's actually a true story. I went to a movie with a date, and I'm at a movie, and I had big money on a game, like a lot of money. It was like, I even remember the game. It was a Fresno State basketball game. And I was in trouble. I was betting over my head. I owed like a bookie $13,000, but I had $20,000 credit. So I was like, well, I'm screwed. So whatever, I'm going to go down swinging. And I put it all on Fresno State, and I went to a movie. I was too nervous to, like, watch the game or find out what happened, and I couldn't even watch it. I'd have to go to some sports bar and be lucky if they found it, right? So I was like, whatever. And I went to a movie, but during the movie, I couldn't help myself. I kept, like, going to the payphone during the movie and getting the update on the score lines. And it really is out of The Simpsons in those days. So you're paying, and it would be like, you know, the score, UNLV. 62, Fresno State, 60. And it would go through this, like, cycle. And sometimes, like, if you were in a club or a bar or something and you missed it, you'd have to, like, wait again. You'd be like, son of a bitch, I missed the score. Right? Anyway, and you'd have to wait again, and it would go through a loop. So I went to the payphone so many times during this game. The girl, and I kept telling her I'm going to the bathroom, the girl followed me because she thought I was, like, up to something nefarious, and she caught me on the phone. And I told her, no, I'm not on the phone with another girl. I'm on the phone with a hotline. I'm calling for the score. She might be worse.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Moranci. The Pips, the Players, the Hustlers, the People, the Buzz, and everybody else in between. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates joining us for Level 3, including the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, the 50,000-watt juggernaut, SoCal in the house. SoCal not in the house as far as the Super Bowl is concerned. NorCal is. The San Francisco 49ers punch their ticket to the big game, the dance. Meanwhile, the Kansas City Chiefs await. The Chiefs are the designated home team. We've had a lot of line movement as far as this football game is concerned already. The number opened up San Francisco -2.5 immediately after they beat the Detroit Lions. Early money came in on the Kansas City Chiefs. It was bet down all the way to 1. It's rare that the odds makers are going to be off by 1.5 for what the sharp early market thinks. People hammered the Kansas City Chiefs. I heard a lot of people talking today about, well, you know what, Kansas City are probably going to end up being favorites in this game when it's all said and done. But they were wrong, as there's been a swing back right now with the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers are currently 1.5-point favorites. The total is 47.5. Remember, they played in the Super Bowl, and they got to 51 last time. Our boy Mo Khan is going to step up and join us. We've got a lot of football to unpack. We haven't really done a post-mortem too much as far as what went wrong with the Baltimore Ravens and the Detroit Lions. And when everybody's talking about Dan Campbell's decisions, I think Todd Monken has been let off the hook.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Everybody's focused on Detroit. People remember what they saw last. People want to call out Lamar Jackson. Todd Monken blows, all right? And because the dude had success as the offensive coordinator of the Georgia Bulldogs doesn't mean he should be hired by the Baltimore Ravens, all right? I could smoke an eight ball of crack and drink a bottle of whiskey and be the offensive coordinator of the Georgia Bulldogs, okay? Like, seriously. Oh, God, the dog could be the OC of the Georgia Bulldogs. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Buslam, and everybody else in between. Countdown to kickoff is on. The San Francisco 49ers, 1.5-point favorites right now over a Kansas City Chiefs team that just doesn't lose as an underdog. Mahomes is an absolute killer in the postseason, and this is amazing. And Mahomes is 6 years as a starter in the National Football League, and he's 28 years old. Now, hard to believe he's already 28, but he's 28 now. He has more career playoff wins than Ben Roethlisberger did, Brett Favre, Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman won 3 Super Bowls. Aaron Rodgers. Well, Aaron Rodgers only won once. Roger Staubach, Drew Brees, Bart Starr, Dan Marino. And he still has some football, left to go. Mahomes, like, it really is, and I saw Michael Jordan play. It is very Jordan-ish in which it doesn't really matter who else is on the team. It just sort of seems like he's going to find a way, and even when you sort of think you have them beat. Now, it seems like these other teams beat themselves a lot when they play the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think, and I said off the top here of level three, let's bring in our boy Mo Khan, who was a great wide receiver. And now he's a play-by-play man, statistician, meteorologist, and a lot of things. Mo, it's always a pleasure. But as I was saying, people remember what they saw last. And we live in an era right now where we've got to find someone to blame all the time. And as I've taken a step back, you know, Dan Campbell, it's not like Dan Campbell went for it on fourth and, you know what I mean, goal from the 20 or something. I think people are overreacting a little bit as far as Campbell is concerned. Although I don't agree with Campbell's, the way he approached it. But I think it's kind of overshadowing Baltimore, right? And Baltimore, the play calling was absolutely brutal for the Baltimore Ravens. Why did not Lamar Jackson on his own take off more instead of just sort of standing around in the pocket, always looking to go downfield? I think what happened with Detroit, you know, everyone's talking about, kind of overshadowed how poorly Baltimore played and was coached, Mo.
Yeah, well, I mean, first off, Baltimore, I think you're right. The Lamar Jackson, for whatever reason, became a pocket passer, which isn't his strength. His strength is his ingenuity to be a passer and runner. And Gabe, they didn't run the ball yesterday. That's plain and simple. They didn't run the ball yesterday.
Their running backs had 6 rushing attempts.
Right, right. And against a Chiefs team that had their DN go out midway through the second half or second quarter after the sack he had of Lamar Jackson. And they just deviated off the game plan. And you mentioned Tom Monken before you went to spots. He had a bad game of play calling. Steve Spagnuolo was masterclass for the Chiefs in how he was able to deviate a plan that minimized Lamar Jackson, that took out some of the big hitters from that Baltimore offense. And then Odell Beckham, who got paid $15 million, only popped up in the last 5 minutes of the game when he got like 10 million targets from Lamar Jackson. I just thought that was a well-coached game by the Kansas City Chiefs. They adapted well to where they were in the surroundings of M&T Stadium. And at the end of the day, it felt like Baltimore thought that they were going to have a steamroll walk through Kansas City and being Vegas to play the Niners for the Super Bowl in 2 weeks.
And the lack of discipline was shocking. It literally like was watching a college football team. Like I thought I was watching the Miami Hurricanes unravel or something against Florida State. Like you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like things are going wrong, so I'm just going to punch him in the face. And you know what? I'm just going to push him out of play. And like Baltimore got to the point where, I mean, they gave him 30 yards on one drive. Like, forget about Flowers. Like, on the defense. Like I said, stuff always gets overshadowed. Dude, on one of those drives, they gave him 30 yards in penalties, bro. Like, they smoked him after the play. Like, and it was just constant stupidity. The Travis Kelce stuff. They're getting into it with Kelce all the time. Kelsey's the wrong guy to poke, too. You know what I mean? He's the type of guy you leave alone and you hope he has a bad game and he's thinking about Taylor Swift or something. You don't get it in his face, man, right? And that just, like, it gets him going. The lack of discipline, but I think they had five 15-yard penalties that were, like, self-inflicted. Zay Flowers with the taunting, which I thought, whatever, because Kelce was taunting them back all game as well and getting away with it. But the lack of discipline for a Harbaugh coach team was alarming, actually. Like, they fell apart.
Well, let's go back to the pregame. The Justin Tucker, Mahomes,
great Travis call. Kelce. Like, what the hell was that about? What are you doing?
They woke up Kelce and Mahomes. That's what he did, right?
I mean, like, it's not like Mahomes is in your way. You went in his face and, like, set your kicking tee up. Like, why? Like, and why? Like, why do you do these things?
Right, and let's not forget, this Baltimore team was stagnant for three quarters up until they brought in Terrell Suggs to pop the crowd in the football game. And at this, you're right, the undisciplined penalties were awful. But in that football game yesterday, Gabe, I tweeted out that the Chiefs coach staff deserved full props because they were able to coach up their players for that moment, whereas the Baltimore Ravens were not coached up well. John Harbaugh was caught in something in a daze because Andy Reid was able to outfox him in all three phases of the football game. And I just thought Mahomes, and you saw in that first drive, the opening drive that Casey had, it was dink and dunk. You're going to play zone? Well, I'm going to slice up your zone. And for whatever reason, Mike McDonald never adapted and said, let me throw a blitz or two at Mahomes to get him off his access point. And I give full props to you. If you had asked me last week, the biggest concern for the Chiefs, I thought their O-line would be the biggest concern because their tackles have been the most penalized tackles in the NFL. And they played a rather clean football game and neutralized that front four. So that Chiefs O-line was spectacular, and Mahomes was eloquent in how he was able to just dissect and literally control the narrative of what the Baltimore defense threw at him from quarter one to the last play of that football game.
Mahomes and Brady are being compared a lot right now over the last, 24 hours, and the comparisons of where they're at in their careers and the side-by-side number comparisons. But I think we're getting to the point now where it's the same type of thing where unless you smoke him, unless you get in his face, you're done, like point blank. Like it doesn't matter who his wide receivers are. Like if you give him time, he's going to make the play. And I talked about the stat going into the game, Mo, in which the Kansas City Chiefs this year are 1-3 if they give up three or more sacks. Buffalo did not get a sack. Miami did not get a sack. Baltimore got what? One? Right? They got to him once?
Yeah.
So that's a massive key. Can San Francisco get to him? And what's so amazing about like you said, I talked about it during the game. I was on with Scott Farrell. If you looked at Kansas City, they did nothing. There's nothing complicated. Like it might as well like Army's offense might be more complicated. Like if you look at what they did, they ran the ball literally up the middle. They played playground football with Mahomes buying time and throwing like a floater over the couch and like, hey, in the kitchen, right? And Kelce catches it, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like nothing was sophisticated and, oh, yeah, we do this, sweep this and we caught him off guard. It's like, no, they line up and they beat you. It's kind of crazy how they're doing this. And it's reminiscent of the Patriots because I'll never forget what Brady said once. He said, we only have like 12 plays that we run. And he goes, yeah, we have variations of them, and we'll run them from different sides, and I can tweak things. But he goes, generally, we really only run 12 plays. And I was like, wow, yeah. If you think about it, right? And you play, you know what I mean? Like Kansas City, and Andy Reid's the type of guy to watch his film from the 1900s, like 1905, and tries to find plays. I get it. But it was very basic what they're doing.
Yeah, what you saw was wherever the ball was lined up in the hash mark, on the wide side of the field is where they were able to exploit the Baltimore Ravens and the man-to-man looks that they threw at them. And you're right. All they did was Kelce run a five-yard hook. Kelce run a five-yard out. Rashee Rice, five-yard hook on the sidelines. Isaiah Pacheco run a swing pass out from the...
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Backfield and catch the ball, and it was yards after catch that resulted in first downs. And this could have been out of line for Baltimore, where had Casey scored on their opportunities early in the first half, this could have been a bigger scoreline than what it was at the end of the day if Casey won in that matchup.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Countdown to the Super Bowl is on. I used to hate the bye week and think, man, this is stupid. Like, they didn't always have the bye week. But, you know, I wasn't a fan of it before. It felt long. Yeah, it goes by pretty quickly, and there's a million props, and, you know what I mean, it gives the players time to get ready to play their game, the game of their lives. And in all honesty, too, if you think about it, we're in conversation with TSN statistician Mo Khan and more. Mo played wide receiver and statistician, play-by-play man. Like I said, jack of all trades. But I think that the time off actually is an advantage. No, I'm not going to say an advantage, but I'm going to say between the two teams, I think San Francisco, it helps them to be off for a couple of weeks right now, even though they were already off for a couple of weeks before, right? And they just played two games. They're a beat-up football team, right? Samuel's not 100%. Yeah, I don't think Purdy's been 100% all year. McCaffrey's beat up all the time. Like, they're not. There's a lot of guys on that team, I think, that could really use another 2 weeks to, you know, to dig in. You brought it up. Kansas City have been hit hard on their defensive line already coming into this. So the point spread is 1.5 right now. We'll get to that, but we got to get your thoughts on the Detroit Lions, Dan Campbell, and the fallout of the NFC Conference Championship game. What's your opinion on what happened?
Well, look, it's a tough blow for Detroit fans to accept how they lost, right? But there's two plays I look at in this football game. Take away the fourth down attempts. Late first half, Goff has Jahmyr Gibbs open in the end zone. He hits that. It's a touchdown. They're up by 21 going to halftime. Kick the field goal, right? On their drive in the second half, right, where they were stopped on fourth down, if you remember, they hit a first down. They were at the 35-yard line, give or take. On first and 10, they did a corner route to Sam Laporta that was missed by an inch or two, right, Gabe? And that became second and 10. If you look at the chart of that football game, the Lions were hitting about almost 9 yards per play. On first down, they're hitting about almost 6.5, 7 yards per play. And that's where the Niners were able to succeed, that first down tonic was not working in the second half for Detroit. And that's when you had this unravel for the Lions. And I'm not going to blame Dan Campbell for doing what he did, because this is who Dan Campbell is. He's not going to be conservative in a football game. He's not there to kick three-points game. He's there to win seven. And it's the same thing with Mahomes, right? You're not going to beat him by kicking field goals. You're going to beat him by scoring touchdowns. And that's what Campbell felt that was needed at that point, that, hey, if we're going to score a touchdown, we're going to do it squeezing the clock and hitting 7 points. Unfortunately, it didn't work. And the worst part of this whole process is that Josh Reynolds wasn't the guy that should have gone to. It was supposed to be Amon-Ra St. Brown. Where was he at those critical moments? Because that's your go-to guy, not Josh Reynolds. That's what I would question, and how the play call did not develop for the Lions in that loss on Sunday night.
Yeah, we live in an era now, and the Lions, it's very Buffalo Bills-ish, right? It's compounded. The pain feels like it's more, oh, we were so close, and it never happens. But look, they gave up 27 freaking points in the second half of that football game. All right. Yeah. So, number one, that's right there. But there's so many plays, as you stated. You can talk about it's very similar to the Bills. Well, Bass missed the field goal. It always comes down to the kick, right? Should have went for the field goal and or, all right, Bass missed the field goal. Yeah, and Josh Allen also could have hit Diggs over the middle for a first down, and instead he tried to throw it to the end zone for the touchdown, and it didn't happen. McDermott mismanaged the clock late, and it was very similar to Detroit. There were a lot of things that just sort of compounded and added up. And I'm a big Josh Reynolds fan, but the thing with Reynolds is he's more of that guy that's going to make like two catches for you and, you know, 20 yards down the field, sort of like Valdez-Scantling. Out of the blue, there's a catch for 20 yards. He's not the guy you want to be going to in critical sort of, he's got the best hands on the team guy, right? But he's got a good relationship. He's got a good rapport, you know, back to his Rams days with Goff. But I thought that the miss, you talked about the missed touchdown to Gibbs in the end zone when Goff threw it too high. There was the other one when Reynolds was kind of open in the end zone, and they blamed him, but Goff didn't really throw a good ball there either. But then Reynolds dropped the first down on like a third down. It would have been a first down. That was massive. It hit him right in the stomach. It was could not have been a better pass on the slant. Boom. That, you know, there was that. It just sort of added up so much. I am, and, you know, for me, I'm just saying I personally think you're better off taking the threes. Should have made it a 17-point game when he had a chance. Try to tie it when you had that chance. But at the same point in time, he knew the numbers of his own kicker, right? And Badgley is shaky from 45 to 50 yards on grass. And we told everybody, and everyone sort of shrugged their shoulders, Mo, when I said, you know, they're not a great outdoors team. Well, no, weather. Well, it came in back to haunt them because their kicker can't kick on grass. He's an indoor kicker. So the kicker, he only hit 50% of his kicks in his career between 45 and 49 yards. There was no guarantee he was going to make that kick to tie the game. There's a lot of woulda, shoulda, couldas. I just think in the big picture that they should have taken the threes when they had the opportunity. I think championship teams take the points when they can, Mo, personally.
And also, let's not forget, kickers in the Bay Area have difficulty adapting to playing in
that environment. Moody had missed a 44-yarder a couple of minutes earlier.
Right. If you remember Janikowski, when the Raiders were playing in Oakland and stuff, he would say it's one of the toughest areas. Mile High is different because you're in rare air. But in the Bay Area, for the reason, kickers have issues because they cannot adapt because of the winds and how it's below sea level at times with where you're located in the Bay Area. So I get where Dan Campbell got from.
Yeah, these new kickers are soft because the candlestick, the stick was where the real wind was at, baby. Let me tell you.
Wind was at, man. Baseball and football, right?
That was real wind, man. Like, couldn't wear a hat.
For sure, right? But I get Campbell's point, though, because let's say he went for the field goal, Gabe, right? Let's say he went for the field goal for those two moments, but San Fran still ends up winning the football game. People would say, well, he got conservative. Why didn't he go for a fourth down? Because the Niners starting to pick up wind late in the first half, and then that halftime came at the wrong
moment
for
the
Lions
to kind of... But I wanted to say this, Mo, sorry. And I want to say this as you were talking about, and I totally get it. And I think some players, this is what got us here by being aggressive and all that. But everything that you just said leading up to that, nothing was working for them. Nothing, right? Montgomery, Gibbs fumbles the football. Reynolds is dropping balls. Laporte is dropping balls. Like, suddenly, but suddenly everybody was tightening up except Goff, right? So Goff missed a couple of passes. That's going to happen. But, like, Goff was fine. So he's dropping back. but it was like the buildings were collapsing around him, and it was fourth and a long three, Mo. It wasn't fourth and one, bro. It wasn't like, listen, it's fourth and a yard. We're going to do the sneak, or, you know what I mean? There's no way we get stopped on this. It was fourth and three with an offense that nothing had been clicking for the last 30 minutes of real time type of deal. Like, they were in quicksand, and then you're asking them to make this big play, you know, and if you missed the kick, you still could have gotten a stop and then only been down three. And, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda. I know everything's easy after, but they missed the kick. And then the next damn play, McCaffrey pops a big one and it's game over, bro.
Right.
Point blank.
And I just want to go back to the first, fourth down stop by the Niners. If you remember on third and, it was third and four, I believe, or third and five. Who ran the ball on third down? Amon-Ra St. Brown. Where was Montgomery Gibbs at that moment? Because maybe they would have got that extra yard or two to make it fourth and two than what it was at that moment. And I just thought Ben Johnson got too cute at times, like, you know,
well,
the first half.
What the hell at the end of the game, Mo, when they wasted a timeout and ran the ball?
Yeah.
It was like,
and,
dude,
and Greg,
like,
Olsen, and Greg Olsen called him out, saying you can't waste timeouts before you have to preserve them to force San Fran. If you're going to do that, then you have to onside kick the whole process. So I just thought Ben Johnson got too cute at times in that football game, and then – They deviated off what they did so well. And this thought in this whole context for what it was, in that first half, San Fran was in quicksand, Gabe. They were bamboozled by what the Lions threw at them. They were running outside the numbers. They were running inside the numbers. Chase Young and Nick Bosa were neutralized for the first half. And then it just turned for them the second half, and they were able to win that football game. But also, Gabe, on the flip side, Detroit's defense, they can't tackle. They had no pass rush. Where was Eden Hutchinson in that football game? Nowhere to be found. In the open field, yards after contact was created by McCaffrey, by Debo, by the receiving core, and by what San Fran did. And that's where Detroit in the offseason have to address. They have $58 million in cap space. They have to get better tacklers and more playmakers on defense, because if they were able to create one or two plays in that game, game from their defense, they win that football game. We're talking Detroit against KC in 2 weeks.
It's a cold world, huh? The road is littered with bodies on the road to the Super Bowl. Like, hey, it's like Bills fans after. Shoulda, what, oh, this and that and every play.
Sure.
And, you know, ultimately it's hard to beat the Niners. The Niners had their backs against the wall against the Packers. They came back. They found a way. There's no disputing that the Kansas City Chiefs' road here was harder. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you look at the Chiefs, I mean, they went into, it's not easy to win in Buffalo, you beat Buffalo. It's not easy, you know what I mean, to beat Baltimore in Baltimore, you beat Baltimore in Baltimore. Right? You got the Miami Dolphins in cold weather. You know, that was kind of a gift for you. But it really is amazing to me, though, how teams beat themselves when they play the Chiefs. Right? The Buffalo Bills beat themselves. They had that game. Right? The Baltimore Ravens, like, did everything that they never do, but that's greatness. Right there. So I want to go over the props. We're coming up against the break here in a minute. So what we'll do, we're going to give people the MVP numbers right now. We'll get Mo Khan's Super Bowl picks tonight as well. But as far as the MVP is concerned for the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes, plus 110. Brock Purdy, plus 225. Christian McCaffrey right now, plus 480 at some spots, which I think is a great number. Normally, it's sort of an automatic that's going to be the quarterback.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
But I think Christian McCaffrey's the prime candidate. San Francisco's going to win this game. More and more on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. The Pimps, the Players, the Hospitals, the People, the Bust, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. Mo Khan in the house with us. And I'm looking at the updated Super Bowl ticket prices right now. So I'm on StubHub. And they opened up in the $8,000 range, $8,000 and up, like $8,300 to literally sit in the upper deck of Allegiant Stadium, which is higher than normal, but we're in a crazy world right now. I always say, Mo, whenever I see these prices, whenever somebody bitches, oh, the economy's tanking, the economy's no good. It's like, yeah, well, tell that to the NFL, right? Because tickets for the Super Bowl are going for $8,000 to $147,000 to get into the stadium for this game. And it would have been even more if the Detroit Lions would have made it. Ticket brokers don't like it. If you're selling a ticket, like the Kansas City Chiefs, this is their fourth Super Bowl in the last 5 years. So if you're a Chiefs fan, if you're a hardcore Chiefs fan, Mo, you've probably already been to one of these. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, people, the average person doesn't have money to go to the Super Bowl every year. So, you know, it's like, oh, I saw that Super Bowl already. You know, I say it was cool. But, like, if you think about it, guys, so $8,000 for the ticket. Let's say you stay Friday, Saturday, Sunday, even that's being like, you know, light, but let's say you stay 3 days. Hotels are about $500 a night, a little bit more. You know, they're pretty expensive in Vegas. Yeah, like, and you're not getting the top spots. The top spots are sold out. So $500 for a place that's normally $150 type thing. So, you know, you're down another, let's say $2,000 plus tax and resort fees just for a 3 night stay. So that's, you're down $10,000 for your hotel and ticket. You haven't eaten, taken an Uber, or had a single drink, or placed a single bet yet. That's another five dimes or so. Like, you know, like, man, it ain't cheap to go to the Super Bowl, Mo. You know what I mean? Like, for the casual fan, like, you literally need, like, $15,000, $20,000 to go to the Super Bowl now to have a good time.
Yeah, and not only that, though, because it's Vegas' first Super Bowl, there's more to be done outside of the stadium than actually in the stadium. So if you're going, giving, I know you're going down for media week and all that, but you know Vegas very well. And you said off air that, hey, there's so much more to do outside of the game that really you're going to spend money elsewhere than the game outright.
Well, people get lucky at this. This is the one cool thing. Exactly. Listen, we're going to be at the MGM Grand. So to be honest, that's going to be my base. I'm going to do the show there and I'm going to hang out there. And there'll be a lot of entertainment stuff going on there. And like, dude, like we did the NFL draft there. Like the NFL sets up a store in like the sports book. Like, you know what I mean? Right. Like you can buy Super Bowl gear, like there's stuff. So like that's the whole thing. If you're, and that's the cool thing too about Vegas. Cause you know, if you're not gonna go to Phoenix, hang around to watch the game in a bar or something. Vegas though, Mo, you don't even have to go to the game. You know, I mean you hang around all week and you watch the game in one of the sports books. But even they are going to charge you like $300 to get in because seats are going to be at a premium. So you're a Raider fan. How do you feel about the Chiefs taking over your property, man? This is like, it's like, it's like another dude sleeping in your bed or something. Like it's Al Davis. This would not sit well with him knowing that they hated and he hated the Hunts and the Hunts hated him. So like that they're in his headquarters, Raider headquarters and practice facility will be draped in Chiefs gear all week.
Yeah, they're going to urinate literally soil in the facilities of the facilities in the Henderson. But it's ironic, Gabe, because I was saying to you off air that imagine if the Chiefs were to win the Super Bowl, right? They will do the exact same thing what the Raiders did on Christmas Day and smoke cigars in that locker room as a bleep you to the Raiders for what they did 6 weeks ago. And you know, Al Davis right now is probably rolling his grave because what the Chiefs are going to do is probably drape the locker rooms for that week in Chiefs red, gold, and white colors and make it their home field, right? And not only that, though, right? Al didn't despise the Niners, too, because he always thought they were sort of the weaker of the Bay Area teams of the toughness factor, right? Because being in San Fran and all that. So he's got probably two of the most annoying franchises that he despises playing in the big game in his backyard now, his adopted backyard. So it's going to be fascinating to see this plays out. But again, Chief fans will show up in numbers, as will San Fran fans. And at the end of the day, Gabe, it's a business, right? As long as they make money and as long as Mark Davis gets money in his coffers, he's A-OK for that moving forward.
Yeah, and Vegas as a whole, listen, it's become the sports capital of America. It's the entertainment capital of America. They've had the F1, the Super Bowl. It'll just continue with next year's Formula One as well. What's crazy, though, is that the Super Bowl is not bringing in as much money as the F1 race did. It's pretty crazy, actually. It's like half only, too. The Super Bowl is going to bring like $800 million. Right? Yeah, the F1 brought literally like $1.6 billion in a four-day span, bro. High tickets, crazy. High hotel rooms. F1 fans aren't going to McDonald's and stuff, bro. Like, they all went to the good restaurants. You know what I mean? They spent money everywhere they went. You know, hey, no problem. Give me the bill. Like, sign. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you have to ask how much it is, you can't afford it, crowd, right? That's what it is. That's what they want Vegas to be. Like, Vegas, you know, they used to want, you know, hey, come down and drink a Bud on the Strip and, you know, sell you a hot dog for $2. Why don't you play some $2 blackjack with us? They loved it and they encouraged it. They don't want those people there now. Like, if you'll notice, guys, walk down the Strip now, guys, and you'll notice places don't even have entrances anymore. Hey, I'd like to go in. Let me check out area, man. This is a really cool facility. It's like you walk up, the door doesn't open. It's like, no, you're going to have to walk down here and over there and go through here. And it's their way of saying, listen, this isn't for you. Like, we're not looking for the walk-up crowd. Like, unless you're pulling up in a valet car here. Like, yeah, this is like, yeah, like there's no walk-in. The wind is like that. Like, I swear to God, try to walk into the wind. It's an effing adventure. Like, they do not want you getting in. Like, you figure, like, Vegas, like, no, come in, right? They're like, no. Like, there's a, you got to take this, like, walk thing, and it goes through a garage, like, through this. It's their way of saying, if you're walking in here, you can't afford to be here, right? So that's the one sort of downfall. It is super expensive now in Vegas. But speaking of super expensive, Travis Kelce, his props are normally super expensive, and understandably so. To me, Mo, as far as what Mahomes and Kelce did yesterday, and Rashee Rice, you talked about him, and it's Mahomes. Yeah. Sheer brilliance in that it's one thing to have 11 catches in a football game and in a conference championship game. He was targeted 11 times. He had 11 catches.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, so not one, that. Not one time did Mahomes drop back and throw it to Kelce, and it was incomplete. Oh, that didn't work. 11 times he threw it to Kelce, 11 times Kelce caught the ball. He threw the ball to Rashee Rice 9 times, targeted 9 times, 8 catches. Like, the accuracy and the precision is just, like, you know, Brady-ish. So as far as Kelce is concerned, his props guys have always been 5.5. It was 5.5 catches against the Dolphins. It was 5.5 catches against the Bills. It was 5.5 catches yesterday against the Ravens, and he had 7, like, on the second drive of the game. He ended up with 11. They open up this one at 6.5, Mo. How do you think Travis Kelce does against the San Francisco 49er defense? Over under 6.5 catches and over under 70.5 yards. What do you think?
Over on both, Gabe. You look at LaPorta, what he did. You look at the Green Bay Titans, what they've done. If there's one weakness for the Niners, it's not their front four. If they're locked in, they can rush the quarterback fairly well. But their pass coverage with their linebackers are good, but it's their secondary. And if Kelce gets lined up with a DB, he's going to win that matchup. And that's why I think he will definitely be over on both fronts on those two props that you displayed on the screen right now. So take that. He might get that on the first drive game. That's how I think it could play out for Travis Kelce on that Sunday night on February 11th, how this can be for him. But no question in my mind that it'll be over for both those props.
So what's the key to the game, Mo? Who do you like right now? And it's still early. It's still early, but if we don't get a chance to talk, because next week, you know, like I said, our schedule is going to be different and everything, but we'll see you online. But what's your early lean right now?
For sure. Lean towards San Fran right now. It's that never die attitude for them. Right? I mean, Brock Purdy has bleeped everyone and said, well, bleep you guys for doubting my skill sets. Came back against the Packers on that drive in the fourth quarter 2 weeks ago. I had a marvelous second half against the Lions last night. The question that I have for the Niners is, can they get to Mahomes? Chase Young was acquired for a reason. He wants to get paid big-time money here, Gabe. That's the guy I'm watching out for if he does play, because now the word is he may not even be playing on Super Bowl Sunday because of how poor he's been. But Nick Bosa is going to do his damage. But look at Javon Hargrave, right? They brought him in for a reason, Gabe, from Philadelphia, to push the pocket. Can the interior D-line of San Fran push the pocket against Kansas City? And remember, Joe Tooney will not be in this game more likely than not because of his injury. If that interior pass rush gets to Mahomes, I think that's why San Fran wins that football game, because they're going to get that pass rush and make it tough for Mahomes to be comfortable like he was against Baltimore.
All right, hang in here, Mo. Our boy Scott Farrell can be heard daily on SiriusXM Channel 159 right here on the grid. And, of course, me and Scott will be doing the Super Bowl together in-game broadcast with Joe Ranieri out of the New York studios. Let's see what Farrell thinks.
I haven't the foggiest idea why they're favored.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of that in the last 12 hours.
They're
as
getting
well,
credit for that comeback as if they were up by 40 instead of coming back from 17 down. They got smoked, and they're favored over this guy. That kid's favored over this guy, the guy that's playing in his fourth Super Bowl. This is like putting me against Joe Montana in a Super Bowl. Who do you think people are going to bet on? Honestly, like, how in the F are they favored? Honestly, like, explain it to me. Tell me right now, why are they favored? Who hasn't pushed them around? Baltimore, Green Bay, and Detroit pushed them around. I know they won. Congratulations. You know what you're doing? Here it is. You're winning by the skin of your teeth. And guess what's going to happen on the 11th? They're going to knock your teeth out of your mouth. Ask Lamar Jackson. Ask Josh Allen what happens when you play the devil. You're going to take your soul and sleep with your wife.
It's a legitimate point that Scott Farrell brings up, Mo, in which, if you want to break it down, you said you were leaning San Francisco right now. And it's not quarterback versus quarterback. But at the same point in time, it's pretty crazy to say Brock Purdy is favored against Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And look, Purdy, people are going to bang on Purdy because he's the last pick and being a system quarterback. Well, guess what? He has excelled in that system. Now, if he flames out, then maybe Kirk Cousins becomes a quarterback week one next year. Who knows? But at this point, he's gotten the Niners to the Super Bowl. He went through what he did earlier this year on a three-game losing streak and came back strong, right? Now we'll see how this is for him. Because remember, Gabe, he's on year two of his rookie deal. If he were to win the Lombardi Trophy in 2 weeks, guess what? He's going to start talking contract after this season to get that extension. So there's a lot riding for Brock Purdy from beyond this game. But the legacy standpoint of securing his financial status for generational wealth for his family and for years to come. So Brock Purdy, we'll see what he does. But I think this game will be close. But I think San Fran has the edge right now going in. But talk to me in 2 weeks. We'll maybe change it. But right now I got San Fran as my lead.
Yeah, what a difference winning a Super Bowl will make when you're negotiating a contract. I was thinking of Brock Purdy. I just thought of Mark Rippon winning a Super Bowl. For no reason. Yeah, but he's better than Dilfer. You know what I mean? And Dilfer was the number one pick in the draft, too, as crazy as it sounds. We'll wrap up with Mo on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. Our boy Mo Khan in the house. And Mo, we're going to give you a shout-out, actually. A lot of people always enjoy your segment. Shout-out to our boy Steel City Steve in Pittsburgh, who's commented and said always enjoy Mo's segments and amongst others on Monday night. So great job, Mo, this year during the football season. We're going to speak, like I said, we might speak before the Super Bowl, but if not, we'll speak the Monday right after the Super Bowl. But you're going to be our first one. So we always keep track of all of our guests and stuff that we get their Super Bowl predictions. So you're the first one up. Like, this is the first show. Since we know the Super Bowl, you're our first official guest Super Bowl prediction. What's your prediction and who's the MVP?
Since 2014, Gabe, I'm like one win in the last like nine Super Bowls. I'm like one
win. Oh, boy.
Eight, whatever it is. Yeah. It was Tampa over Kansas City like 3 years ago. I got San Fran winning this football game 31-27 over Kansas City.
31-27, and who's the MVP going to be for the Niners?
Give me McCaffrey, because that prop line that you posted up, that plus 480, give me McCaffrey for that one, my friend.
Great odds. Like, if Purdy's not throwing four touchdowns and stuff like that. I like Purdy. I think he's good, but... Like, I could see McCaffrey. Look, McCaffrey had two touchdowns yesterday. So I could see McCaffrey running for two touchdowns. That could be enough if they win to get in the MVP. But, like, if McCaffrey rushes for two touchdowns and catches a touchdown, too, like, it's just, like, sold with the three. Any love for Kelce at all? Will the media get Taylor Swift crazy and give it to Kelce if he's got a couple of TDs, or do they go with Mahomes? Because Kelce's 20-1.
I think you go with Mahomes. It's a quarterback. MVP, unless you're a running back, it's going to be Mahomes if Kansas City does win this football game.
Any love, any chance that it's like a Bosa if he ends up with a bunch of sacks?
It's he needs to get at least three. I think he has to hit three or more to get that. But it has to be three impactful sacks. You know, it can be one in the first quarter, two in the second half.
It's a quarterback award. Like you said, but normally you could just pick the quarterback of the winning team, but it's not that easy with Purdy as the other quarterback. Great stuff, Mo. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.